I'm having a hard time this morning. I'm going to be honest with you right out the gate. Our heat stopped working last night. It was a very chilly overnight. I managed to reset the system this morning and we have heat back again. I'm not sure for how long. Thankfully, our landlords are sending a technician over to examine the situation because we have had unstable heat basically every year since we moved in 2021. And I really don't want to go through another winter with unstable heat. So please send warm vibes to our house and please send functional vibes to our heating system. This is not how I wanted to start the week. It's also not how I wanted to end the weekend, but we don't get to choose these types of things that happen in our life. So if I sound a little bit off today, please know it has nothing to do with my desire to continue this project and read to you, but it has basically everything to do with the fact that I am a creature who abhors cold fingers and cold noses and cold toeses. I don't think I would do well in Ebenezer Scrooge's counting house. That being said, we don't find Scrooge in the counting house. We find Scrooge back in his house being confronted by the ghost of Marley, who has just flung his chains about in absolute grief, stating the difference between business and trade, and how mankind should have been his business instead of putting his focus on his trade. Trade of money. Let's be real here. All right, I'm going to have a big sip of tea. I'm going to press pause on this recording, and then we're going to get right into it. Maybe you can get a cup of tea too, or a coffee, or a cookie, or anything else you want to drink or snack on. I'm not here to choose those things for you. Okay, pause and let's go. At this time of the rolling year, the specter said, I suffer most. Why did I walk through crowds of fellow beings with my eyes turned down and never raise them to that blessed star which led the wise men to a poor abode? Were there no poor homes to which its light would have conducted me? Scrooge was very much dismayed to hear the spectre going on at this rate, and began to quake exceedingly. "Hear me!" cried the ghost. "My time is nearly gone." "I will," said Scrooge. "But don't be hard upon me. Don't be flowery, Jacob. Pray! How is it that I appear before you in a shape that you can see, I may not tell. I have sat invisible beside you for many and many a day." It was not an agreeable idea. Scrooge shivered and wiped the perspiration from his brow. That is no light part of my penance, pursued the ghost. I am here tonight to warn you that you have yet a chance and hope of escaping my fate, a chance and hope of my procuring Ebenezer. You were always a good friend to me, said Scrooge. Thank ye. You will be haunted, resumed the ghost, by three spirits. Scrooge's countenance fell almost as low as the ghost's had done. Is that the chance and hope you mentioned, Jacob? He demanded in a faltering voice. It is. I think I'd rather not, said Scrooge. Without their visits, said the ghost, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first tomorrow when the bell tolls one. Couldn't I take them all at once and have it over, Jacob? Hinted Scrooge. Expect the second on the next night at the same hour, the third upon the next night when the last stroke of 12 has ceased to vibrate. Look to see me no more. And look that, for your own sake, you remember what has passed between us. When it had said these words, the specter took its wrapper from the table and bound it round its head as before. Scrooge knew this by the smart sound its teeth made when the jaws were brought together by the bandage. He ventured to raise his eyes again and found his supernatural visitor confronting him with an erect attitude, with its chain wound over and about its arm. The apparition walked backward from him, and at every step it took, the window raised itself a little, so that when the specter reached it, it was wide open. It beckoned Scrooge to approach, which he did. When they were within 2 paces of each other, Marley's ghost held up its hand, warning him to come no nearer. Scrooge stopped. Not so much in obedience as in surprise and fear, for on the raising of the hand he became sensible of confused noises in the air, incoherent sounds of lamentation and regret, wailings inexpressibly sorrowful and self-accusatory. The spectre, after listening for a moment, joined in the mournful dirge and floated out upon the bleak, dark night. Scrooge followed to the window, desperate in his curiosity. He looked out. The air was filled with phantoms, wandering hither and thither in restless haste and moaning as they went. Every one of them wore chains like Marley's ghost. Some few, they might be guilty governments, were linked together. None were free. Many had been personally known to Scrooge in their lives. He had been quite familiar with one old ghost in a white waistcoat with a monstrous iron safe attached to its ankle, who cried piteously at being unable to assist a wretched woman with an infant, whom it saw below upon a doorstep. The misery with them all was clearly that they sought to interfere, for good, in human matters, and had lost the power forever. Whether these creatures faded into mist, or mist enshrouded them, he could not tell, but they and their spirit voices faded altogether, and the night became as it had been when he walked home. Scrooge closed the window and examined the door by which the ghost had entered. It was double locked, as he had locked it with his own hands, and the bolts were undisturbed. He tried to say humbug, but stopped at the first syllable. And being, from the emotion he had undergone, or the fatigues of the day, or his glimpse of the invisible world, or the dull conversation with the ghost, or the lateness of the hour, much in need of repose, went straight to bed without undressing and fell asleep upon the instant. And with that, my dear guys, gals, and non-binary pals, we finish stave one of A Christmas Carol. Tomorrow we begin stave two. We are also approximately 24% of the way through the book, if that is something that you care about, like I care about. Finally, before I leave you for the day, as you no doubt know, it's Cyber Monday, and your email inbox is probably being flooded with marketing emails and codes and 50% off sales and 70% off sales and BOGOs and the rest of it. And I don't know, maybe take some of your money and make mankind your business, but it's none of my business to tell you what to do with your money. I mean, I'm not immune from the Cyber Monday as well, because people like Christmas presents and I like giving Christmas presents. So, you know, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other, but maybe throw that bonus cupcake from your baker's dozen to a cause you really care about today. Again, may I suggest your local food bank? I read an article this morning that food banks in the Toronto area are actually reducing the amount that they give out with each package because of the increased demand. So if you have an extra cupcake, literally or figuratively, maybe pass it on to a food bank. People need to eat. eating is how we live. And that's me stating the absolute obvious, because that's something that I'm good at. I'm good at stating obvious things, and less good at knowing how to finish voice memos. And so with that, I say thank you for letting me into your ear holes for yet another Monday morning. I hope that your week is off to a smooth start. And if it's not, know that you're not alone in it, and we're going to make it through this day together, but separately, but still together. Anyway, thank you for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so very much. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. If you made it this far, an extra big thank you for listening. And as always, please take good care of your hearts. You only get one of them. And if your heart is really feeling it, please know it's because you love and you care so much. And please know that I love and care for you so much too. No matter where you find yourself, I'm sending you all the care and love. All right. Talk to you tomorrow for Stave 2. Bye.